going to tell you a story. Then I'm going to ask you two questions. And I've got the prizes here. Don't know if they're going to be numbers because I haven't even worked out what the questions are yet. But I am going to need you to be sitting up straight with your arms folded, looking this way. Okay. The Lord Jesus and his disciples came into a town called Capernaum. What's the name of the town?
Capernaum.
That could well be a question. So we'll try that again. What was the name of the town?
Capernaum.
He went in there. Very often he went out onto a hillside, spoke to like 5,000 people on a hillside, or even at night, spoke to one person like Nicodemus. But this time he went into a house. He went into the house, began to teach God's word, and pretty soon the house became full. You couldn't get into that house. Everybody was jam-packed, like sardines. I guess here. You wouldn't even know what sardines are, maybe. I don't know. They're like wee fish that you open up the tin, they're all like this. Right? So that's what the house was like. All packed in. Stevie had it for 30 years, didn't do him any harm. So they're all packed in. They also lived in that town called
Capernaum.
I nearly caught you there, didn't I? Someone who was very sick. He couldn't walk. He maybe had to be helped out. He would lie on his bed. He would speak to everyone as they passed by. He knew everyone who was there. He lived in the town and everyone knew him. With his condition where he couldn't work, maybe couldn't play, things were difficult for him. But I tell you what he did have going for him. He had some very, very good friends. It's good to have some good friends, I can tell you. And these guys come running to him and said, "Have you heard who's in town?" No, who's in town? "Jesus is in town. And he can do many wonderful things. And he is the Son of God. And I need you to help me with this, because Stevie always does, and I always want to do that here. He has made the blind to
see,
and the deaf to
hear,
and the lame to
walk.
And he's done it for them, he can do it for you too. So we're going to take you to where he is." So they lifted up their sick friend, and they took him to the house where Jesus and his disciples were, and where Jesus was speaking. Now when they got there, could they get in? Could they get into the house?
No.
Yes. Could they get through the door?
No.
Could they get in a window?
Yes.
No, they couldn't get in. The place was completely packed. These guys wanted to bring their sick friend to Jesus, and they could not get in. Did they turn around and say, "Well, you know, boys, we tried to get them there, but we just couldn't do it. Let's go home." Did they do that?
No.
These guys were made of strong stuff. A bit like the men around Lisburn. They're made of strong stuff and they don't give up. And a lot of the girls are going, not the guys I know. These guys did not give up. And if you want to come to Jesus, don't you give up. Don't you be put off by anything or anyone. You become a Christian. You say, "My best friend might laugh at you." They're not your best friend. You want to become a Christian, you put your trust in the Lord Jesus. And it doesn't matter if you're that size or that size in here. Put your trust in Jesus. These guys weren't put off. They couldn't go in the door. They couldn't go in the window. Went round the corner, up the stairs and onto the roof. And started to take the roof apart. There they are, taking the roof apart. Now imagine if you were in the room that day. And you go, "Hey boy, what's that there? Dandruff. I thought I didn't have, you know, what's that dust? Look at the There's a man's hand." And they start to take the roof. And these pictures, I'm taking the roof apart. There's some boy up there. There's two or three. What is going on? They're taking the roof. Oh, imagine if you owned the house. Wow. They're taking the roof off. What are they doing that for? And they get their sick friend. And they lower him right to the feet of the Lord Jesus. And when the Lord looks up, he admires their faith, and he says to this sick man, he says, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And that would have brought a smile to his face. He maybe didn't feel that he had a lot to smile about, but I'll tell you something. To know that your sins are forgiven brings a smile to my face. And anyone else here who has become a Christian, it is the most wonderful thing to know that God loves you, that Jesus went to the cross and died there for you, and by receiving him as your Savior, He has forgiven your sins. I tell you something I can sleep well with. My wife says I snore, but maybe that's part of the reason. I don't know. I never connected the two. But you can sleep so much better knowing your sins are forgiven. It changes your whole attitude. It changes your life. It changes where you're going. Completely turns it around. From hell to heaven. To unforgiven to forgiven. From night to day. It's fantastic. That would have brought a smile to his face. Do you see these two old fellows here? They weren't smiling. Boy, they were ripping mad. These boys are called Pharisees. What are they called? And they were the grumpiest people on the face of this earth because they thought they knew everything there was to know about God, and yet they could have looked into the eyes of the Son of God and not seen him for who he was. And they went, who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? Sin, your sins are forgiven. Only God can forgive sin. Did you hear what he said? Of course, they didn't have the bottle to say it out loud. Oh, no. No, no, no. They just went, you know, in their heart, they just went, and with their eyes, you could tell what they were doing. You know that? Did you ever get the look from your parents? Hands up if you've ever got the look from your parents. Be honest. Parents, close your eyes. Put your hands up if you've ever got the look. I got the look. I got the look from my mum. We were at my auntie's house in Antrim, and I got the look. And I was like 20, for I was driving at this time. And we were there, and Auntie Olive had made us tea, and it was awfully nice tea. She always made lovely tea, and it was in a china cup with two saucers, right? I, to this day, don't know what the second saucer's for. I really don't need the first saucer, so I definitely don't need the second saucer. So, because if you've got a sandwich and you've got a cup, it's just surplus to requirement. Like, you just go, right, whoa, sandwich, brilliant. So, I decided I would have this sandwich. Took half the sandwich in one bite, as you do when you're 22 or whatever, and then realized that it was cheese. Now, I don't like cheese. Cheese is the foulest substance on the face of this earth. Hands up here if you like cheese. You guys need help. There's something seriously wrong with anybody that likes cheese, right? And I just went, whoo! And I wanted, you know, the eject button. This is just not good. I got to get rid of this thing. Maybe that's what the second saucer is for. I don't know. If you eat cheese. So I just thought, I got to get rid of this. And I looked to my mum, who had watched everything. Mothers watch everything. I know everything. So, and she goes, and I went, and she goes, and I went, no. So I had to swallow it. And as a dutiful, cowardly 22-year-old, I swallowed. I knew not to eat a cheese sandwich again, especially with my mum watching. So I knew what it's like to get the look. These guys, having the bottle to say it out loud, they're looking at each other and they're going, does he think he is? Only God can forgive. He sent this man. And Jesus is God. And he knew exactly what they were thinking. And he knows what you're thinking now. He knows your words before you even speak them. He knows what you have need of before you even pray. Do not limit God in any way. So he turns to the crowd in that room that day and he says, well, tell me this. What would be easier for me to say? Your sins are forgiven, or rise, pick up your bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and walk. Well, if all eyes had been on the Lord Jesus before this, all eyes now fell on this sick man. Would he get up? Would he not? Has Jesus the power on earth to forgive sins? Has he not? Can his word be trusted? Or can it not? It all now depended on this sick man and what happened to him. Slowly but surely, the strength returned to that sick man. In front of all his friends, he got up. He rolled up his bed. And there, in that room, he began to praise God. And everybody in there, their mouths fell open. And they went, look at what God has done before us today. The greatest miracle that was performed in that day, in that room that day, was that Jesus forgave sin. That is the greatest miracle. That God would leave heaven and go there to a cross, a cruel cross, live a perfect life, go to a cross and die there for our sin. That's the greatest miracle. That's the greatest rescue that has ever happened. Where he went to the cross and died there for our sin. And if we put our trust in Jesus, if we ask him and say, we're sorry for our sin, come into our life
be our Savior. He will. He will forgive you, whether you're same size as everybody here at the front or the same size as some of you guys at the back. Ask him today. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, just thank you for your word. Thank you that your Son has the power on earth to forgive sins, to forgive all sin. Help us, Lord, to get over ourselves and to trust in Jesus. Amen. Okay, two prizes. Sitting up straight. Okay, let me see now. Got to think of what the questions are going to be. What is the name? Stephen? Come on. Gonna need a hand here. Sitting on your hands. I'll tell you what the question is and then I'll say go. What's the name of the town where wait. What's the name of the town where Jesus went into? And go!
Brown t-shirt, actually, from the sea, yep.
Actually?
Yeah.
The brown t-shirt? Capernaum, well done. Well done. Second question. Did the men give up when they couldn't get through the door? Hands down, I didn't say go yet. Did the men give up when they couldn't get through the door or the window? Did they give up and go home? And go.
Blacktop.
That's right. They didn't give up.